Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Welcome to a bonus episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Keane, here to help you build and rewire your fitness mindset. Today's episode is a bonus that I'm recording off the cuff. So bonus episode for anyone that's new to the podcast. It just means that it's raw and unedited and I don't have any post-production on it. So if you're listening to this and it's a little bit lower than the other episodes, that's why. One, because I'm absolutely shit at post-production and I record it in one take and just upload it. So I have amazing people that do all my post-production, and because I don't know how to do it, this episode is going up exactly as is. So just so you're aware, that's why if there's like coughs and stuff in between, I'm like, that's because it's raw and unedited. So just so you're aware, today's episode I'm going to talk on a current topic, something that has been trending recently. I'm not sure if you've heard that there's a virus going around, it's called COVID-19. It's a coronavirus. It is, the world feels like it's going on lockdown, and today's episode isn't going to be in a talking about what to do in terms of social distancing, washing your hands. Like, there's way better people out there qualified to speak on those topics. I'm far from an expert on COVID-19. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on the internet. But I am a certified personal trainer, strength and conditioning coach, and nutritionist. So I am happy to add knowledge on all the things health and fitness during the current pandemic. So today's episode is going to be how to stay in shape during the COVID-19 lockdown and how to stay on top of your health and fitness in general. And as I mentioned, I'm not going to be going into the social distancing, the washing your hands, all the best practices that we probably need to do as a society in order to kind of keep the highly vulnerable people at a lower risk so that, you know, the medical services are able to handle it. That is outside of my scope of my, I've literally been asked on my Instagram, like in my Q&As and my DMs, what are your thoughts on COVID-19? And like, there's no point asking me or any other influencer or person that does podcasts or write books, etc. It's like, we don't fucking know. Like, it's all asking anybody's opinion. That's all it is. And all I have on COVID-19, like everybody else, is an opinion. It's no better or worse than everybody else out there. When it comes to something like this, it's like, listen to the experts. Listen to the medical professionals who are advising people on what to do, not someone that's got 60, 80, 100,000 followers on Instagram, because we're not the fucking people to be asking. You ask me a health and fitness question or a business related question, I'm like, yeah, fuck, I got you. But when it comes to things like this, be very aware of where you're getting your information from. Like, also, before I get into the training side and the health and fitness side of this, if your mindset over the next couple of months is probably going to be something that I would definitely keep an eye out on. Like, your brain is going to get fucking fried from all the media and the scaremongering and the fear tactics that are out there. Now, by all means, I get where they're coming from. Like, it's the media's job to a degree to educate people on the statistics, on all the worst case scenarios of what could happen. But if that's making you fucking miserable, realize that fear and hysteria is a really contagious thing and you need to guard against that. So if that means switching off your TV, switching off your phone for a while, or following pages that aren't talking about that, unsubscribing from news outlets, I would probably do that. You know, if you want to check in 5, 10, 15 minutes a day with what's going on and keep yourself updated, do that. But don't be spending fucking 4 hours watching the news and watching the media, because it's going to put you into a massive negative mindset. Again, I put this on my Instagram during the week. I'm a rational optimist when it comes to the whole thing. Like, do all the things that are within your control. I made a list of all the things that I can do that are in my control and then all the things that are outside of my control. You know, in my control is make sure that I'm avoiding people in terms of social distancing. Make sure I'm washing my hands. Stay on top of all the things that I can do. Some of the things I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to put a little bit of a flip and a positive spin on some of the potential things that you could do with COVID-19. For example, when it comes to training, I've had people message me about freaking out that their gyms are closing. And this is, as of now, there's still some gyms in the country. I know there's people all over the world listening to this podcast, but in Ireland and the UK, there's some gyms still open. But realistically, in the next couple of days, they're all going to close down because of government intervention. So people were freaking out about, fuck, how am I going to train? And I'm going to talk about that in today's episode and some of the things you can do. But one of the positive spins that I've put on this whole experience is, right, fuck, this COVID-19 is probably going to allow me to train twice a day, which is just a complete opposite to some of the opinions that people have had that have been talking to me about, well, should I just stop training for the next few weeks? I'm like, fuck, don't do that. I'm like, if the world is on lockdown, like, the last thing you want to do is like reduce or take away the thing that's giving you a massive endorphin release, and training can do that. So one of the things I'm going to be doing over the next couple of weeks is I'm going to be splitting up my training sessions. I'm going to be doing home workouts or weight workouts in my house, or in like a local gym that's closed to the public, And then in the evenings, I'm going to be doing some form of cycling or running and a cardio. So I get to do double sessions, which always makes me feel good. I always feel really well and feel really healthy and energetic when I get those double sessions in, because I'm getting meals and recovering stuff in between. So that gives you an option. It's something that there's a positive spin to be taken out of all of this COVID-19. You know, I put this on my Instagram on Sunday. I'm recording this on Monday. It's going up on Tuesday. I put this on my Instagram yesterday. Like, the school's closing. I'm like, yeah, you might get some extra time with your kids now. Like, you get to spend extra time with family members. You get to catch up on books. Like, I've literally been tagged by at least 10 people over the last 2 days at the weekend, of people who are like, all right, now I get a time to sit down and read Rewire Your Mindset, my latest book, or whatever favorite book you have. You're going to get that time now that you may not have had before the country went on lockdown and before the world went on lockdown. So remember, there's always a positive spin. There's always going to be positive things that come out of this. I'm going to record a podcast tomorrow for personal trainers on the business side of this, because of people completely freaking out that everything is shutting down. And I get that. Like, the economy is going to have that mild crash. It's been due a recession for fucking 11 years. It's been on a bull run. Like, there's going to be a hit in that. But I'm going to talk about some of those preventions and how to keep your head above water and weather the storm over the next few months if you're a personal trainer or a business owner. So stay tuned for that on my business podcast, the Brian Keane Business Podcast. But for now, there's a few things that you can do during this current pandemic that is going to allow you to stay on top of your health and fitness, and is going to allow you to get in great shape, potentially in better shape than normal circumstances. Because one of the positive impacts of being on social isolation and lockdown, assuming that you're not sick and don't have COVID-19, your stress levels, if you can guard what you're putting into your mind in terms of the media that you're consuming, and you're not spending fucking 7 hours in front of a news television or social media with all the scaremongering and fearmongering that's going on out there, you're probably going to feel really good over the next few days, because your stress levels will be low. You're either taking a break from work, or you're at home working from home, meaning that you're going to get a little bit of extra sleep. You could potentially stay on top of your immune system. I'll talk about some of the supplements that I use for staying on top of my immune system. And there's other strategies that you can apply training-wise that potentially means you could get into great shape over the next few weeks. Again, nobody knows how long this is going to last. Like, I would guess it's going to be a few months. Like, it's probably not going to fix itself anytime in the next 3 or 4 months. More likely 6 months. But again, my guess is as good as anybody's. Like, it's just, it's a random opinion. Like, people have been asking me on my Instagram over the last few days, and I actually want to put this on the podcast just to be clear on this. When people are asking me, what do you think is going to happen with the whole COVID-19? My opinion isn't worth shit when it comes to this. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. And it's the same with everybody else you ask on Instagram that's got 50, 60, 70, 80, 100,000 followers. Not the best people to ask about COVID-19. Yeah, ask their opinion. You know, what are they doing during it? But don't ask for their advice on what they should do. Somebody fucking messaged me last week and was like, I heard garlic gets rid of COVID-19. Should I eat a load of garlic? I'm like, if you like garlic, like, fucking eat it if you want, but it's probably not going to help you with COVID-19. I'm like, I haven't seen anything like that. I'm like, if that was the case, there would be a complete lack of garlic everywhere, because people would just be hammering garlic as if there was a fuck, the world has been attacked by vampires. So a little bit of common sense with this as well. Guard where you're getting your information from. By all means, I'm happy to speak on the training side, the nutrition side, even the immune boosting side, because that's something that I have to know as a nutritionist, because you have to stop clients getting sick so that they can train and keep their energy levels high. So I can comfortably speak on those topics, but everything outside of that COVID-19, all I have are opinions. How long it's going to last, what you should do, etc. I can't speak to any of those. And I would take that information and I would take that when and apply it to everybody you're following on social media. If you're following doctors or experts in the field, by all means, take their advice, but not the fucking person with 60,000, 80,000 or 100,000 followers, because all we're offering is opinions. So just kind of, I wanted to touch on that as well, just because I think it might be important over the coming months, because what you put into your mind in terms of the information you're consuming is really going to determine how you feel over the next couple of months. If you're constantly following negative shit and you're constantly putting all that scaremongering tactics in there, that's what's going into your mind, you're going to be miserable. Like, fear and hysteria are contagious, and it's very easy to catch that. So be very, it's as fucking contagious as the COVID-19. So be very, very mindful that that is going to pass on, and it's up to you to guard that. Because if you let it happen by default, like everything else that I talk about in this podcast when I'm talking about health and fitness, if it happens by default and you don't make a decision to control it, it's what's going to happen and you're going to be walking around in fear. And by all means, have some rational fear, but differentiate rational fear from actual perceived fear. Like, perceived fear is all the worst case scenarios, the catastrophizing of what could happen. And the real fear is, right, somebody close to you or you has COVID-19 right now, you need to handle it. What can you do next? So separate those two things, because otherwise you're going to get wrapped up in this whirlwind or this hurricane of fear, and that's very, very difficult to come back from. So I've spoken about that. You know, I've used a lot of perspective techniques myself. Like, I always come back to, well, you know, if this was the 1500s, it would be the bubonic plague, and there was a better chance if someone coughed on you, you were dead, because the death risk for that was so high. So shifting in a little bit of perspective helps me. And whatever tools and tactics you use, whether that's consuming a lot of Netflix now, playing Xbox, listening to podcasts, following good accounts online, things that are taking your mind off it, do whatever you have to do now. But make sure you're guarding against that, because if you're constantly staying updated with every little update and statistic and potential death, that's going to have a very, very negative impact on the way you see things. By all means, do what you want to do. It's just a suggestion, and it's something that I'm doing, hence why I'm offering it. But that is what I would look at over the next couple of weeks and potentially next couple of months for sure. When it comes to your training then, as I said, one of the flips is people have been thinking, fuck, my entire training is going to get disrupted over the next couple of weeks, next few months. And to a degree, it will. But this is the perfect time to switch your training environment. Like, one of the things that I try and do every few months, and for those of you who've been long-time listeners to the podcast, or those of you who listen to or are on my Instagram and you're following my Instagram, you turn on my notifications for stories and posts, etc., you see that I'm constantly switching up my training, partly because I get bored, but also I'm very aware that the new stimulus and environment can be very helpful. And what happens to me is if I'm training too often in a gym for a 3, 4, 5 month spell, I get really sick of the gym. So what I normally do over the summer months, and I'm just going to move this forward a few months now because of COVID-19, is I normally start training outside, because by the time June and July normally comes, I've been doing a good 6 months with a structured gym program, and I'm like, man, I'm ready to just change up my environment. I'm sick of the gym, I'm sick of being inside, and I normally switch it to outdoors. But now is the perfect time to do that. Like, it doesn't matter where you train, you can get into incredible shape working out from your office or your living room at home. You can get an amazing shape training outside. You can get an amazing shape training in the gym. Like, there's a few things you can do that I would recommend and I would suggest that will be very helpful over the coming weeks and coming months. And that's switch up your training environment or switch up your training program. And one of the things that I linked out on my Instagram, so if you're not following my Instagram, I would definitely turn on my notifications for the next few weeks as well, if your notifications aren't on, just because I'm going to be putting out more of this kind of content for home workouts, etc. But I linked up my YouTube videos. There's about 30 or 40 home workouts, free home workouts you can do. There's 5 or 6 of them are with weights, but the rest are body weight, meaning that you can get into amazing shape. I've been getting DMs over the last, since I linked it up on Thursday, I've been getting DMs from people going, man, your home workouts are really fucking hard. I'm like, yeah, they're difficult, because the beauty of home workouts, particularly body weight, is based on your fitness level, the intensity of the workout will be difficult based on how fit you are. So that means that I could do the exact same workout with somebody who's just started training, and we'd both get a killer workout, because if we're both doing mountain climbers for a minute, I'm just going to do more, meaning my heart rate's going to get higher. Somebody that's not as fit as me will do less, but their heart rate will be equivalently high. So it's a great training system to use, and you can plug it in anywhere. So what I would start doing over the next few weeks, if you don't want to train outside or the weather isn't permitting, is start plugging in those home workouts. You know, the ones with dumbbells, if you have equipment and want to make a switch up, or just do the bodyweight workouts. There's so many of them on my YouTube. I'll link that in the description as well. So wherever you're listening to this podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Podtail, Stitcher, etc., just check the description. I'll link my YouTube on there. Just hit the subscribe button and then put Brian Keane Fitness Hit into the workouts, and they'll all are into the search bar, and they'll all come up on there. So switching up your training environment and using this as an opportunity to get in great shape is going to be a very, very beneficial way to kind of navigate your training regimen and training cycle through the next couple of weeks, next couple of months. And the beauty of that is it's up to you how you want to split it. Most of those workouts are 15, 20 minutes. So what you can either do is do those as your full-time workout, split them and do them twice over the space of a day, or combine two. If you want to do a 40-minute workout, do one of the 20-minute hits, take a 5, 6, 7, 8 minute break because you'll need them, and then plug in another workout directly after. That gives you a 45 to 50 minute total workout. Like, you will be dead if you combine two of those workouts together. You know, one of them is normally hard enough, but you can combine them. Or if you want to do what I'm doing, you could plug in one of those workouts in the morning and then in the PM go for a run or go for a cycle. And that's what I'm, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, what I'm planning to do over the next couple of weeks, probably next couple of months more likely, is I'm either going to be doing a home workout, but those bodyweight workouts that are on my YouTube. And as I said, stay, hit on the notifications on my Instagram because I'm going to be potentially doing a couple of live ones when I'm going to do a workout myself. I think I might just put on Instagram live and you can do it alongside with me, and then I'll save it to the story so that you can do it for the next 24 hours. But I would do one of those in the morning. I would then do my normal day, like one of the flips that I've been trying to get my mindset around during this whole lockdown is I'm going to get an opportunity to read more. I'm going to get more opportunity with my family because obviously all your meetings and everything that was one-to-one or in a environment with lots of people, all of those things on my side, similar to everybody else, has been cancelled. And one of the things I'm also thinking of doing is I was planning to write the third book come September, but that was because I had Ironman and a couple of ultramarathons over the summer. And now that they're more likely going to be cancelled, I think I'm going to start writing the book earlier. So you're just moving things around and flipping things around to suit your lifestyle right now. Like, this is an opportunity. If you're at home, there's things that you wanted to do that you just don't get time to do because of work, whether that's spend more time with your kids, whether that's reading, whether that's writing a book, whether that's creating a podcast, whatever it is. You now have that time, like you've created time out of nothing. So it's very much a case of making use of it now. If you want to do it to just watch Netflix and play Xbox or PlayStation, you can. But if you also want to do it to be productive and move something forward, move the needle in one of your areas of your life forward, you know, health, wealth, love, or fulfillment, the four quadrants I talk about in the Rewire Your Mindset book and the seminars, like use this time now to move the needle forward. But training is just one example. Like this, over the next 6, 8, 12, 16 weeks, 20 weeks, however long the world is on lockdown where gyms are closed, like this could potentially be your best time ever to get in shape because you have time now that you didn't have before. Your stress levels will be slightly lower. There's a couple of eating strategies I'm going to talk about now. There's a couple of sleep tips that I'm going to talk about. I'm probably going to break this into a part two because there's a cap on how much I can put when I'm doing the solos raw and unedited podcast. I can't go unlimited on time because otherwise they don't upload for me. So I'm probably going to break this into a part one and part two. But there's a couple of tips there and tricks that you can use and utilize and put the positive spin on this to potentially get into amazing shape if that's what you decide and that's where you want to put your focus. Now, again, I feel I have to put this in a podcast that I'm not down talking, you know, all the potential health risks of COVID-19. I'm speaking about assuming that you're on lockdown, you're in your environment, these are the ways to make the best of a situation. Because I put up a video on Instagram last week on, you know, when you hear somebody cough in the gym, and I got mostly 80, 90% positive feedback, but I did get some shit for it, where people are like, you shouldn't be making fun of it. I'm like, I'm not making fun of it. I'm just making a video to make people laugh because everyone's being really serious. So if you're in that 10% bracket, but you're like the world is going to end, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm speaking to the people who don't think the world is going to end, that are very aware that this is a cycle that can happen, economic cycle, health policy cycle, that the world will go on lockdown temporarily, and this time next year it will be something that we remember and look back on, and provided no loved ones died in your immediate circle or in and around where you are, you'll look back at it and go, yeah, that was a crazy time. So it's just a little bit of perspective as well. But your training, that is what I would do. I would look at your training overall. I would look at your home workouts. I would look at potential things you can do outside. There's no limit to your runs, your cycles, etc., that you could potentially do outside because they're not high risk areas. It's gyms and places where you're in close proximity to people that are going to be out of the question, but everything else is going to be on the guard. You know, it's going to be all available for you to do. So whatever's going to work best for you over the coming weeks and coming months, that's what I would do to plug in your training. So as I said, I'm going to wrap up this podcast in a part one. I'm going to do a part two, which is going to come out tomorrow, talking about time-restricted eating to avoid boredom eating, which is a risk when you're at home and there's all the food is available right in front of you. Immune-boosting supplements, so some of the things that I'm taking and some of the things I recommend based on keeping your immune system strong, which, to be honest, is applicable throughout the year, especially during winter seasons, but now it's applicable because obviously the people that are high risk or the people that are at a higher risk of getting a virus like the COVID-19 and coronavirus because of its flu-like virality, keeping your immune system strong is very important right now. And one of the things that I've mentioned on this podcast in the past, if you're a longtime listener, is that I'm a firm believer that you don't get the cold or a flu. The cold or flu gets you, and that comes from a compromised immune system. And I'm going to talk about focusing on sleep quality and quantity because of the benefits of working or staying at home, and how you could potentially get better sleep, assuming that you put the right strategies in place, that you're not staying up until 2 or 3 a.m. and then, you know, sleeping until 12 or 1 the next day, and a few things that you can do that will merge together. I'm literally going to record this as a part one and part two back to back. I'm going to release them over separate days. So that's everything for today in terms of your training environment, some of my thoughts on COVID-19 and that YouTube description. I'll link it. You can just search me as well, Brian Keane Fitness. Check out those workouts, plug them in, try them. You know, I see people online that have never sold any online programs, ever sold any workouts, etc. And they're kind of coming in now selling the shovels for a gold rush. So just be aware there's people out there that have that content out there for free. It's a economically unstable time, so keep your costs down where possible. There's going to be programs and courses that are going to be very beneficial for you, but probably over the next week or two, until things get sorted with, you know, temporary relief scheme from the government and economic and money getting pumped back into the system, just be mindful of that. Try and keep your costs down. There's free content out there. I've got loads of it. There's other people out there with loads of free content that's going to support you over the next few weeks, the next few months. So check that out, and stay tuned for tomorrow for part two.